Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this. Would this be an understatement if I said, on this busy Wednesday afternoon?
It has been a very busy afternoon.
It has been a busy day, and we're covering it for you, Pensacola. Just stay right where you are. Before we get it, we got Ashley Hoffberger holding on here. Yeah. District 4 Commissioner is doing a town hall meeting on Pensacola Beach. We'll talk to her in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Coming on, it has been busy. Three important things that you need to know this afternoon. Let's start with number one.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, with the return of curbside recycling, the city of Pensacola's trash rates could potentially change. The new rates go into effect on July 1st if approved by the City Council on June 12th. Residential customers will pay $24.99 for once-a-week pickup or $32.99 to add recycling service. Commercial property owners who use the city for trash pickup will take the biggest hit under this plan, with rates for basic service increasing by at least $22.54 a month.
And Mayor Reeves addressing the high cost of child care for working families in Pensacola. Today, he held a child care summit. The meeting was organized to bring people involved in child care services together to discuss potential ideas and concepts. Reeves found that 15% of parents had left a job in the last 6 months because of issues with child care.
Okay, here's the third story we're looking at. And got the numbers in from the airport. This past Memorial Day marked one of the busiest days at Pensacola International in their history, by the way, with over 13,450 travelers. Monday marked the fourth busiest travel day in the airport's history and the second largest of 2025. PNS officials say most airports grow at a rate of 3 to 4%. PNS last year grew at 14%. And this year, the airport's up about 4 to 5%. Joining us this afternoon, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, conducting a Pensacola Beach Town Hall meeting this afternoon at the Santa Rosa Island Authority office over on Via De Luna Drive. Ashley, what are you doing with the meeting tonight?
So Pensacola Beach Advocates President Rhonda Dorfin had reached out, and she had received feedback from the beach residents that there were a lot of questions about how the red light on the beach functioned, how people were getting on and off the beach effectively, what is the current plan, what is the timing patterns, and then folks had been reaching out to her, they had been reaching out to me, they were emailing the District 4, and so I really collaborated with Pensacola Beach Advocates to have a town hall to explain how the red light currently works, what the timing procedures are, to get their feedback. So what are they seeing on the weekends when we have over 20,000 cars go through the toll plaza, what that looks like, how it impacts them, and ways that we might can make that a little bit better with our current procedures that we have in place. And obviously the long-term goal is to integrate some AI into there, get some better infrastructure on the beach. But until that happens, just really making sure that everybody is aware of the situation and that we're maximizing the things that we have in place.
Okay, we're just saying goodbye to Memorial Day 2025, getting ready for the big July 4th weekend. What are some of the main obstacles, like traffic? Is that right there on the top of the list for the meeting?
This is really specifically a traffic town hall meeting. So we're having the folks that program the red light to really control the traffic. They are actually presenting at this meeting, so it'll be a very informative meeting for the beach residents since it does impact them the most. They'll be able to ask their questions, put ideas forward, and it'll be a very collaborative session between the engineering department and the beach residents.
You know, I know you mentioned it's an ideal platform for residents and business leaders to attend this meeting. What about the general public?
They are more than welcome to attend as well. Obviously, for those of us who don't live out on the beach, we're mostly affected when we drive out to the beach, depending on what time of the year it is and what time of the day we decide to go. So they're more than welcome to attend it as well. But the people who are most affected are those who experience this, and not just every single weekend, but in the last year, we've had over 55 days throughout the year where more than 20,000 cars went through the toll booth. So if we look at that, that is a huge increase over where we were just 2 years ago or 5 years ago. So really working with everybody so they're in loop, they're informed, they understand what the process is, and also feedback to our engineering department on how we might be able to make that better.
Okay, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, have a great meeting this afternoon and enjoy that sunset today.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much. You have a great afternoon as well.
Okay, 4:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and a nasty, messy traffic report on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on North Davis Highway if you're traveling towards the intersection with Brent Lane. Got some backups in that area as well. Also an accident reported near the intersection of Airport Boulevard and North Davis. Be on the lookout for that. And yes, we did have a report from earlier this afternoon. Pensacola Police Department spokesperson Mike Wood letting us know 9th Avenue between Roy Street and Carpenters Creek is closed in both directions due to a water main rupture, and they expect it to be closed for several days. So keep that in mind. Again, that coming up earlier this afternoon. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight with about a 40% chance of showers. Those shower chances are going to greatly increase tomorrow, where the high will be 84 and the low will be 74.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Very interesting day indeed, Austin, and we're covering that for you on News Radio 92.3. Hey, are you planning your summer vacation? Delta Airlines is making it easier with new nonstop Saturday flights. They'll start these in June. Flights to and from Detroit are coming to Pensacola and Destin-Fort Walton Beach. They start the flights on June 8th.
All right. And with the start of hurricane season just a few days away, the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center conducted storm response simulations both this morning and this afternoon. Escambia County Public Safety PIO Davis Wood says the simulations were supposed to be as realistic as possible, with even a couple of curveballs being thrown into the mix.
Hurricanes are extremely unpredictable. Any kind of activation is unpredictable, and you're going to be thrown a curveball that you have to be ready for.
The simulations included a tree crashing through an assisted living center, forcing the evacuation of residents, as well as gas leaks and power outages. And as for after a storm, the simulation crew also taught participants how to deter drones from flying over damaged areas.
Okay, 32-year-old Stephen Barton of Okeechobee, Florida, a felony suspect that abandoned a stolen vehicle in the area of Highway 97 and Holly Park Lane up in Molino, has been captured. He was found hiding in a barn. Barton was booked into the Escambia County Jail on charges of grand theft of a motor vehicle and grand theft of firearms. He remained jailed this afternoon with a bond set at $14,000.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, investigators believe they have found the cause of a boat explosion in Broward County from earlier this week. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue said yesterday fuel vapors probably led to Monday's explosion in the intercoastal waterway. 15 people were on board the boat while it was near a sandbar near the New River. 11 people were hurt, including two children.
Okay, this bill should put a smile on a lot of animal lovers' faces. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed two animal protection bills into law. Chris Foster in Tallahassee has the information for us.
One's called Trooper's Law, named for a dog rescued during Hurricane Milton last year, tied to a pole next to an interstate.
Legislation that makes it a third-degree felony to restrain and or abandon a dog outdoors during a declared natural disaster, any time in which a mandatory or voluntary evacuation order is in effect.
Governor DeSantis also signs Dexter's Law, named for a dog found decapitated 4 days after being adopted from a shelter,
which strengthens penalties for aggravated animal cruelty and ensures the offenders are tracked and punished accordingly.
That law creates a registry of convicted animal abusers and prohibits offenders from owning or living with pets. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And an assistant state attorney for Hillsborough County under arrest on child porn charges. 32-year-old William Jones was arrested in Pinellas County. He reportedly admitted to viewing and transmitting files that feature children as young as six. Jones has been with the Hillsborough State Attorney's Office since 2021, and he was assigned to the Felony Bureau.
419 News Radio 92.3. Scientists at the University of Florida have discovered a new bug. CJ Papa has more.
Home and boat owners are encouraged not to bug out, but to watch out for evidence of termites on their property. Two different termite species are breeding, creating a hybrid termite with colonies confirmed in South Florida. Researchers at the University of Florida say Formosan subterranean termites and Asian subterranean termites are coexisting and mating with each other. The lead author of the study called it not great news that the two most destructive termites in the world are hybridizing in Florida. Maps from the study show a large presence of both species of the destructive insects in southeast Florida, as well as the Tampa area. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A lot of activity down in Gainesville as we're talking about the University of Florida this afternoon. The school is getting closer to naming its next president. Fox's Ted Linder has more on News Radio 92.3.
On Tuesday, the school's Board of Trustees approved Santa Ono, the former president of the University of Michigan, to lead the state's flagship university. His appointment now awaits final approval from the Florida Board of Governors. Ono would replace interim president Kent Fuchs, who returned after Ben Sasse resigned last year amid controversy over high spending and hiring practices. Ono says he's excited to join what he called the palpable energy of the Gator Nation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Just about 4:21 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you. Some of the hardest hitting stuff across your country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
424 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending down today as investors await major tech earnings. Fox Business's Jerry Willis in. She's up in NYC today.
Stocks in the red as traders await earnings from AI giant NVIDIA. At the close, the Dow down 244 points, the S&P lower by 32, the NASDAQ down 98. The NVIDIA report will be scoured for clues on infrastructure demand. Expectations are high because the company routinely beats Wall Street expectations. Meanwhile, traders also focused on minutes from the Federal Reserve, which tracked rising inflation. Officials in that report noting uncertainty about the economic outlook. Utilities, energy, and healthcare sectors under pressure today. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield nearing 4.5%. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All right, 425. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. And earlier today, we got word that they were closing down a section of 9th Avenue to Carpenter's Creek. How's that working with traffic today?
Well, I'll see if I can get a look at it. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'll tell you this, we do have some increased congestion in downtown Pensacola. Be on the lookout for that. Could have some graduations going on, though, if I had to guess. But yes, let's see. Looking at this 9th Avenue here, we do have some closures. Doesn't appear to be causing much congestion in that immediate vicinity, though.
Okay, good.
So people have been seeking alternate routes, which is very wise of them. Thank you for doing that. We also have some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight with about a 40% chance of storms. That's going to increase to 80 tomorrow. Thursday's high is 84 with a low of 74.
Okay, we were talking about that, the alternative routes, and you and I were discussing this before we came on air. If you're heading north on 9th Avenue, make the decision up at Fairfield to be able to take Fairfield over to 12th, shoot 12 to Bayou, and then get around to the mall that way, because you're not going to go 9th Avenue. That's going to be a blocked-off area. So in the other side, if on the west side of the equation, you can shoot Davis. Davis up to you can do Airport, but you can also do Bayou Boulevard and go into the mall that way. Couple of alternative suggestions as you maneuver the traffic situations this afternoon. 9 months after Hurricane Helene destroyed communities in the southeast, fallen trees are creating an increased wildfire risk. Here's Asher Reed with more.
Sawmills are stepping in, hoping to clear the forests of trees toppled by Hurricane Helene 9 months ago. Johnny Evans, owner of Evans Lumber Company, says many of the trees can be turned into mulch, construction materials, and paper.
It's a resource that God gives us, and we need to recycle it instead of letting it rot into the ground.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is pitching in $23 million to clear dead trees from high-risk wildfire zones across the country. The effort supports President Trump's executive order to boost domestic timber production by 25%. The U.S. Forestry Service is simplifying the permitting and contracting process for sawmills hoping to get in on the timber supply. In Manchester, Tennessee, Asher Red, Fox News.
And President Trump says Harvard University is nothing but a disaster. Trump and Harvard have engaged in a war of words after the president yanked all federal contracts with the school over claims it hasn't addressed anti-Semitism on campus. Today at the Oval Office, Trump said the school was exposed by taking $5 billion from the government despite having a $52 billion endowment.
Boy, this is getting very interesting. House Republicans have questions about an alleged cover-up of former President Joe Biden's declining cognitive ability. And several key staffers could face subpoenas if they do not answer those questions by tomorrow. Here's the latest from Fox.
Oversight Committee Chairman Comer tells me that his committee is ready to drop those subpoenas within minutes if former President Biden's doctor and those four other staffers do not respond to his request for an interview by tomorrow's deadline. Comer is also telling me that he's willing to expand those summons to include former First Lady Jill Biden, their son Hunter Biden, and former Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre if that is where the committee's investigation leads them. If the committee does find any wrongdoing in their investigation, Chairman Comer says that he would send criminal referrals to AG Pam Bondi.
And President Trump says it'll be revealed soon if Russian President Putin wants to end the war in Ukraine. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump said we'll know in about 2 weeks if Putin is tapping us along or if he's serious about actually signing a peace agreement. Trump says U.S. officials are dealing very strongly with him.
Okay, the FAA is providing this afternoon an update on a SpaceX spacecraft that lost control and exploded Tuesday night. Jonathan Serre reports from Atlanta.
Three, two, one. The FAA says there are no reports of public damage or injury from SpaceX's Starship as it disintegrated during an uncontrolled re-entry over a remote section of the Indian Ocean Tuesday night. The company says a propellant leak caused the spacecraft to lose maneuvering capabilities, sending it into a spin high above the Earth. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk posted on social media that his engineers have obtained lots of data from this flight as his company works to improve the spacecraft, which he hopes eventually to use to send humans to Mars. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in less than 6 minutes or so, Shelley Ragsdale from FP&L will be talking about high energy rates and what you can do this summer in controlling those prices. She'll be up, coming up, and also sports in 5. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the man believed to be the head of Hamas's armed wing, Mohammed Sinwar, has been killed during a strike in Gaza.
This announcement aligns with the 600-day mark of the war between Israel and Hamas. And with the war raging on, there is no end in sight. So far, negotiations have failed to reach an agreement between Israel and Hamas that could lead to a temporary pause in the conflict.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. President Trump is holding off on imposing new sanctions on the Kremlin for now, despite his ramped-up criticism aimed at Russian leader Vladimir Putin over the war in Ukraine.
When I see rockets being shot into cities, that's no good. We're not going to allow it.
But the president added he does not want to jeopardize a potential peace deal with fresh sanctions against Russia. America is listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, don't miss the Grand Fiesta Parade in downtown Pensacola. Don't miss the crews, high school bands, the King, Queen, and their court. The fun rolls at 7. The Fiesta Boat Parade is Saturday beginning at 1. The best place to catch the colorful parade from land will be from Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Center, or Plaza de Luna downtown. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. UWF Board of Trustees installs Manny Diaz as the interim president and likely future permanent president. A lot of controversy. We talked about that extensively. We talked with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody about whether the changes made by the EPA to some of the PFAS rules actually affect us here. Short answer, they don't really. Mayor D.C. Reeves joined us, and we talked about whether there's going to be any impact from the protest against the America's Cup by American Magic, as well as recycling coming soon. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We were rocking into the night,
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, 435 News Radio 92.3. With the return of curbside recycling, the city of Pensacola's trash rates could potentially change. The new rates will go into effect on July 1st. That is, if it's approved by the city council on June 12th, residential customers will pay $24.99 for once-a-week pickup or $32.99 to add recycling service. Commercial property owners who use the city for trash pickup will take the biggest hit under the proposed plan, with rates for basic service increasing by at least $22.54.
All right, and your second of the top stories this afternoon. Mayor Reeves addressing the high cost of child care for working families in Pensacola. Today, the mayor held a child care summit. The meeting was organized to bring people involved in child care services together to discuss potential ideas and concepts. Reeves found that 15% of parents had left a job in the last 6 months because of issues with child care.
Okay, three important things you need to know about this afternoon, and we're in the middle of that. This is story number three. The past Memorial Day marked one of the busiest days in Pensacola International Airport's history, with over 13,450 travelers. Monday, by the way, marked the fourth busiest travel day in the airport's history and the second largest of 2025. PNS officials say most airports grow at a rate of 3 to 4%. Pensacola International last year grew at 14%, and this year the airport is up about 4 to 5%. Okay. 4:36. Good afternoon. It's just been a real busy day today, and we appreciate you having us on. Shelly Ragsdale from FPNL is joining us this afternoon. I wanted to get with Shelly here and discuss some of the items in terms of high summertime energy rates. Shelly, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well.
Hey, no, thanks for being here with us, because what we're talking about this afternoon, pretty darn important. And I know a lot of folks getting ready to go through that, oh my gosh, the summer's here, the energy rates are going up. It doesn't have to be that way, does it?
Yeah, well, what we want to do is provide information and tips on things, simple things you can do at home to help save on your energy use, which can help keep your bills lower and as low as possible. So we've got some great tips and information we'd like to share with your listeners today.
Great. What's the number one driver of those high energy bills?
Well, as you mentioned, it's getting very hot and warm outside. Summer's here. The number one driver of energy bills this time of year is typically the air conditioning, and that can account for up to 60% of your bills. So we know it's hot outside, and we want you to be comfortable, but we do have some tips and information to help help keep that bill lower.
What you got in terms of tips in helping people out here today?
Sure. So there are several ways to help keep your bill lower. One recommendation we have is check for air leaks around your windows and doors. You can caulk and seal those leaks, weather strip any seams or openings, and that can help keep the hot air out and keep the cool air inside. We also recommend using your blinds and curtains to help keep the heat out and seal in the cool air that keeps your home more comfortable. We also recommend with your AC unit, make sure it's running efficiently. Check around the outside, make sure there's no dirt or debris. Make sure it's clean. Also inside, maintenance is key. So regularly changing your air filters is really important, and that can help keep your unit running effectively. We also recommend using ceiling fans. That can help keep you cool in the room you're in. So if you're in the living room, turn on that ceiling fan. Can help make you feel cooler without having to lower the temperature on your thermostat. But it's important when you leave the room to turn that off, because those fans only cool you while you're in the room. So turn it off when you leave the room, and that will help save energy as well.
Okay, we're speaking to Shelly Ragsdale from FPNL this afternoon. Here's a question we got from a texter getting ready for this interview here. They texted us in earlier today, and they were wondering, you at FPL always recommend those temperatures to set the thermostat But what happens if you don't have central air and you've only got window units? How do you regulate that?
That's a really good question. We do recommend, if you do have the central air, to set it between 75 and 78 degrees. But we want you to be comfortable. So, you know that each degree above 75 will help you save 3 to 5% on your energy bill. For a window unit, it really depends on, you know, the size of your unit, the size of your home. There's a lot of gray area in there, but, you know, as low as, a low setting as possible that keeps you comfortable, can save energy. So there are, different units. We recommend that there's an Energy Star setting or a label on that AC unit, window unit. That's a recommendation to look for. That means it's a energy efficient unit, and that's another good thing to look for in all your appliances is the Energy Star rating.
Shelley, as you know, this time of year we get our storms passing through here, and sometimes the storms affect our electricity and it does go out. What is a good method and procedure for somebody at home, maybe especially the elderly? The power goes out. What number or how do they access FPNL to let you know that the power is out?
Well, if power is out, we have a very smart grid, and so we usually already know that the power is out, but you can always report that at FPL.com. We have an outage page that you can report that on our app as well, and there's a 1-800-4-OUTAGE phone number you can also call and report your outage if it's been out for a little while. But we do have an outage map on our website that you can look and see where the outages are. It gives a little bit of an update on the area that has an outage, so certainly recommend checking that out. And, like I said, usually our grid knows when the outages occur, and we have our power delivery team that is ready always to take care of our customers.
Okay, 442 News
get
Radio.
Get back on as quickly and safely as possible.
Okay, good. News Radio 92.3. Another text coming in. What is FPNL's House of Savings, and how does it help customers learn about ways to save?
Our House of Savings is a great interactive tool that is available on our website, and you can check that out at fpl.com/ways to save. It allows customers to virtually explore a home. It's very interactive. You walk through rooms. It's almost like a gamification look. It's animated. We have our saver robot that takes you through the different rooms, asks you questions, and gives you tips. And some of these tips that I've shared with you today, but some additional tips on things you can do to help save in your home. So it's great to do with your family. It's very interactive and a lot of fun, and a great way to learn how to save energy and keep your bills as low as possible.
Any last minute tips you would like to pass on to the listeners this afternoon in terms of addressing the heat and electric bills?
Well, we do have our FPL Energy Manager. That's a free online tool that's available on our website and mobile app. And that's a great tool that tells you when, how, and where you are using energy in your home. So you can just access your FPL account online, and you can see what's driving your energy use and get those personalized tips to help you save energy and help keep your bill low. So recommend checking that out, FPL's Energy Manager, free tool online, available at fpl.com/ways to save.
Shelley Ragsdale, FPNL, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Great suggestions and recommendations for our listeners today.
Thank you.
Okay. Shelley Ragsdale, FPNL, good stuff. Really good stock. 4:45. Look at this, Austin. The afternoon is slapping by, and we just need to keep up with the pace here. This is News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather.
local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's see. This traffic and weather update, by the way, brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. You can go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, of course, we've been letting you know that we do have a road closure on 9th Avenue between Roy Street and Carpenter's Creek. Doesn't appear to be causing much backups, though. It looks like a lot of people are being able to detour, find alternative routes. Thank you for doing that. Do have some backups, though, at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Brent Lane, along with I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 87 degrees, low of 74 tonight with thunderstorm chances that will increase into your Thursday, where the high will be 85 and the low will be 74.
Okay, you want to touch on some sports real quick? I know we kind of slid past that.
Sure, very quick.
Why don't we do this? Okay, here's your Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
One win away from reaching the finals. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The Indiana Pacers and the Edmonton Oilers are almost there. NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Game 4 in Indianapolis. The Pacers beat the Knicks 130-121 to take a 3-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton had 32 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds with no turnovers. Indiana can advance to the NBA Finals with a win over New York tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. Western Conference Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder can advance tonight past the Minnesota Timberwolves. OKC leads 3-1. Hockey. Edmonton Oilers scored a 4-1 win at home over the Dallas Stars for a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Final. Tonight, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will try to return to the Cup Final. They're up 3-1 on the Hurricanes. Game 5 is in Raleigh. Look who hit another home run.
Lifts the first pitch the other way. Kwan steps back onto the track. It is gone! Skyscraping drive the other way, and Ohtani's got his 20th. What the Ohtani, he says. Third consecutive game with a long ball for Shohei Ohtani.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, after Ohtani had homered for the second game in a row Monday to raise his total to 19 homers in 54 games, he was on pace to hit a career-high 55 home runs. Now, with 20 home runs in 55 games, Ohtani is on pace to hit around 59 homers. The NL West-leading Dodgers worked the Guardians 9-5. American League-best Detroit Tigers improved their record to 36-20, third straight win for Detroit, 3-1 over San Francisco. Tigers one game ahead of the Yankees for the best standing in the American League. Golf, the PGA Tour announced that beginning with this year's season-ending tour championship, all golfers will begin the tournament at even par, opposed to the format that's been in place since 2019 where players had scores already at the start of the tournament based on their FedEx Cup playoff points earned. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's today's health news.
All right, well, low levels of lead exposure have the potential to impact academic performance. A study published in Environmental Health found that a small climb in blood concentrations of the toxic metal, even within the range currently deemed acceptable by public health agencies, was associated with worse performance on standardized tests. According to the study's research team, the declines in school tests associated with lead levels were generally steady across all grades.
Okay, we've been talking about summertime temperatures and it's all coming up now.
It's hard to ignore them.
Yeah, summer's approaching, and uptake in injuries may be coming as the summertime here is raising its head. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. While the risk for drowning can increase in the summer months, doctors say this upcoming season is also marred by a slew of other fatalities and injuries. A common summer risk, head injuries from accidents on bikes, scooters, and similar types of activities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says wearing a properly fitted helmet can lower your chances for traumatic brain injuries and concussions. Your yard may also need some attention. Safety experts recommend creating a border around fire pits to prevent people and animals from stumbling in or getting too close. Mishaps with fireworks can lead to burns. For mild injuries, doctors say use cool water, but for a serious burn, seek emergency care. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Michigan-based Corewell Health is now using a cutting-edge ultrasound device to treat certain liver cancers, and early results are promising. The technology, developed by Histosonics out of the University of Michigan, uses focused sound waves to destroy tumors without harming nearby tissue. Approved by the FDA last year, it's currently cleared for liver cancer, but could expand to other organs like the kidney and pancreas.
News Radio 92.3, look at that temperature. Up in the upper 80s this afternoon.
Yes.
yellow flags, by the way, are flying on the island. So if you're heading over there to take maybe to cool off this afternoon, take a dip. Yellow flags. There you go. New study finding that a young child who experiences the divorce of his or her parents could be affected in many ways into their adulthood. Cornell Scott has more on this very delicate story.
The study is from the U.S. Census Bureau and two universities, Maryland and Cal Merced. Results found divorce experienced by a child under five manifests itself in three major ways: household income loss, gravitation to lower income neighborhoods, and less parental access. Among teens who experience a parental divorce, short-term rises are seen in teen pregnancies and incarcerations. The effects were found to be similar regardless of race or ethnicity. It's estimated that about one-third of U.S. children experience their parents' divorce. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
4:50, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some business notes for you. And if there's time, we may squeeze a pop culture note or two in there to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as a fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Colby Jack Pub Burger and Lemon Ice are back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery and curbside pickup is available. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Ain't Too Proud is a celebration that brings the audience to its feet. The Grammy-winning songs, the Tony-winning moves. Ain't Too Proud, the life and times of the Temptations. June 4th and 5th, Pensacola Sanger Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling 245 points, the S&P 500 dropped 32, and the NASDAQ lost close to 100. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased to 6.98% from 6.92. This marks the highest level since January. Applications to refinance a home loan fell 7% for the week. Shares of Abercrombie and Fitch soared today in spite of the retailer slashing its profit outlook due to the impact of tariffs, which are expected to hit the retailer by $50 million. Shares are currently off slightly in after-hours trading. GameStop today is announcing its purchase of 4,710 Bitcoin, worth more than $500 million. The purchase comes as the video game retailer starts its crypto purchasing plan. U.S. crude oil futures for July are up 1.5% under 62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the bags fly free era is over at Southwest. Jenny Casola has the report.
Starting today, Southwest Airlines will be charging $35 for your first checked bag and $45 for a second. The fees apply to travel booked on or after May 28th. If you're already holding a previously purchased ticket, you'll avoid the fee for those flights. Higher-priced tickets will also include checked bags. Frequent flyers with the highest status can check two bags free, and those holding the airline's credit card will get one bag free. Southwest's slogan was Bags Fly Free, which it even featured in ads, but higher costs have pushed Southwest to make changes. It is now offering basic economy tickets. It's changing planes for extra legroom seats, and assigned seating will start later this year. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
4:55, heads up. Pensacola, Austin Price sliding in here looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Do have some backups at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Brent Lane. Could be caused by some alternative routing following the closure on North 9th Avenue between Royce Street and Carpenter's Creek, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have some decent rain chances, high of 85, low of 74.
Okay, this is an interesting business story I want to pass on to you. An industry veteran is going to take over Jeep's parent company, Stellantis. Ginny Cosola is back with the details.
Antonio Filosa will be CEO of Stellantis next month. He's been with the company 25 years. He's an Italian executive who started his career at Fiat, later was head of Jeep, and recently was working on the company's U.S. operations. Jeep has been dealing with excess dealer inventory and slower sales. Stellantis' previous CEO, Carlos Tavares, stepped down in December after disappointing sales and profits. Stellantis has 14 brands, and there's been speculation some could be cut. In addition to Jeep, it makes Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, Fiat, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, Opel, and other European brands. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And Salesforce says it's acquiring cloud data company Informatica for $8 billion. The software company said it's buying Informatica to support its push into AI. Under the terms of the deal, holders of Informatica stock will receive $25 in cash per share.
If you're thinking about maybe packing the bags and heading down to Venezuela, don't do it. There's a travel warning here, big threat. Do not travel to Venezuela. The highest travel advisory level from U.S. officials in place. CJ Papa has more.
The U.S. State Department warns of the possibility of wrongful detention, kidnapping, and torture if you decide to travel to the South American nation where it says more U.S. nationals are currently wrongfully detained than in any other country. U.S. citizens could be unjustly charged with serious crimes like terrorism and held for a long period of time. The department's stressing there is no safe way for Americans to travel to Venezuela. Officials urging all U.S. citizens who are in Venezuela to get out immediately. The U.S. government does not have an operating embassy or consulate in Venezuela and cannot provide routine or emergency consular services to U.S. citizens there. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, remember the Popeye's cartoon series, and there used to be one of the characters, Wimpy?
Yes.
Used to love hamburgers. You remember?
Relatable.
Today, right? Give me a hamburger today or so. Anyway, today's National Hamburger Day. How about that? If you're a fan of hamburgers, you're not alone. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
America loves its hamburgers so much, there's a whole day devoted to them. The hamburger and cheeseburger are among Americans' favorite foods, according to YouGov's list of most popular American dishes. Burgers got 83% of the poll, tied with fried chicken and grilled cheese sandwiches, and the cheeseburger was right behind it at 82%. They were only beaten by French fries and mashed potatoes. So for National Hamburger Day today, there are lots of free food and deals being offered at restaurants across the country. Burger bargains can be found at Burger King, Wendy's, Dairy Queen, Checkers and Rally's, Shake Shack, Sonic, and Whataburger, to name just a few. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Trump issuing a pardon for reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted of fraud and tax evasion. Griff Jenkins has the report.
To be clear, this isn't clemency. These are full pardons for the reality TV stars. A president speaking with their children, Savannah and Grayson, in this call from the Oval Office with his pardon czar, Alice Johnson, by his side.
It's a terrible thing, but it's a great thing because your parents are going to be
free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow.
The Grizzlies were convicted in 2022 of multiple crimes, including orchestrating $30 million worth of bank fraud and tax evasion. Todd was serving 12 years, Julie 7. Now they're walking free, likely today. Now the pardons come after their daughter spoke at the RNC last summer and recently appealed to the president in an interview with our own Laura Trump.
Okay, coming up this next hour around 5:15, we're going to welcome in District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger doing a town hall meeting on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. Find out what's going on and the top priorities on the island. That's coming up next hour on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.